I call this the four-part bell exercise. It will consist first of the sounding of the bell, to which we'll give our full and undivided attention. Then the memory sound of the bell, which will sound inwardly several times, filling ourselves completely with the sound of the bell in memory. Then the third part will be a letting go of the bell sound completely. And the fourth, a letting come, of being present for whatever it is that arises in consciousness as a kind of echo or after image of the bell sound. I will lead you through the practice. First, let's settle the body and the mind by finding a posture, whether it's seated on a chair or on a cushion, the spine upright, hands on your thighs or in your lap. Take a few breaths, allowing with each exhale the stress, the tensions in the body to be released. You may find it helpful to follow the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. Or you may wish to speak a word such as peace, inwardly, quietly, to yourself. Cultivate the mood of wonder, of humility. Let this be the doorway into the practice. Attend now to the bell sound with full attention, three times. As the bell goes quiet, sound it again in memory. Hear its onset, its tone, its reverberation, and its fading away. Repeat the memory of the bell sound so that you are quite filled inwardly with the sound of the bell. having filled yourself with the bell sound. Now let it go completely. Invert your attention, open it wide. Be receptive. Be receptive and present to whatever arises in your mind, in your body, as an echo or after image of the bell sound. Be present in a way that can welcome all things. If you're distracted, sound the bell in memory again. Hear its onset, its tone and reverberation, its passing away once again. Hear the sound inwardly. Bring your full attention back to the sound in memory. And once again, having filled yourself with the bell sound, let it go. Without seeking, without expecting, be present, open, aware. You can repeat this cycle of attention to the bell sound and open awareness as many times as you wish. But we will close the practice with an inner gesture of gratitude. And the wish to dedicate the fruits of this practice to everyone, to all beings.